The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Hello.
Hiya. How you doing?
I am doing. Here we are. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 for your listening pleasure.
Not at 10:34, but just for your was
correct.
I said, okay, I don't want to confuse anybody.
WTBR 89.7 FM and our kind of new station.
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
In Lee. And we've talked about maybe going there and seeing what that's all about.
Yes, I want to.
Yeah.
Maybe have them come here and take a look at what's here, or if they haven't already done that.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We could have a get-together and have a party.
We could have food.
Ooh.
Sometimes, pizza. Everybody, we come in and we record two shows back-to-back, and we get here at 9 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes one or both of us doesn't eat breakfast. And by the time we're done, we're really hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all right. We will survive. We will survive.
Oh, my God. I was singing with you.
You were.
Segway.
Uh-huh.
How come?
Because we're connected.
Wow.
So we want to thank all of you for your emails.
Whoever writes to us gets a great big clap.
That's it. No prizes. And we love having guests on our show. We've had lots of guests on our show in the past. If you would like to be a guest on our show, it's
Marie, please.
Easy peasy.
Please.
It's easy peasy.
Just email us.
Yeah, Jack, you can come. Don't worry.
Emily.
We'll take over. We take over. Is that a surprise?
No.
No. No. Do you have a disclaimer for today?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'll have to find it, yes.
Okay, I can do my a quote of the day.
Okay.
When fate hands us a lemon, let's try to make lemonade. We have heard that a million times, but do we know who said it?
No.
Dale Carnegie. Remember Dale
Mr.
Carnegie?
Hall.
He had, Dale Carnegie was
a manners type person, too.
Speech.
Yeah.
Dale Carnegie speaking classes or videos or cassettes.
Very well known.
Speaking of cassettes, Bev needs a cassette player.
So bad.
Doesn't have to be new.
No. I doubt it could be.
That's true. Do they even make them anymore?
I don't think so.
So if anyone out there knows where she can get a cassette player.
Yeah, or even just to borrow for a little while.
You can email us and let us know.
That's stuffingforus@gmail.com.
All right.
Now, ready?
Ready. Okay. Not pleasant. creepy. That's the creepiest one ever.
That's a dragon.
That was
The voice was deep already, so it just got deeper and deeper.
I feel like we should have turned off all the lights in here and then blew smoke around the room and then left. Just walked out the door. That was very creepy. Yeah.
Okay, now we're in the mood.
We're in the mood. You are in the mood for true and false?
I am.
All right.
Now, I have to pick a different one because I just realized the ones that I had picked were all false. So that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work, no. But so, okay, I'm going to try something else. The Richter scale classifies hurricanes into five categories. Number one, the driest place on Earth is the Sahara Desert. Number two, and the first international match of cricket was held between the United States of America and Canada.
Hmm. How many are...
Two false, one true.
One's true. Huh. Okay. I know several of you are running to your phones and you're trying to look this up, and we say if you're driving, don't do that.
Don't run.
But, you know, I get it, because if I were home listening, I would be running to my phone as well, doing the research.
Okay.
Because this one is tricky.
A little bit.
I think it is. All right. What are you sharing today, my dear?
Mental floss ideas.
Oh, mental floss. Do you know that there's a song called Mental Floss?
No, I did not.
And it was by Jimmy Buffett?
Really?
Yes, my cousin in Florida knows that song so well. She was a parrot head, big time. Big time parrot head.
What does that mean?
People who are fans of Jimmy Buffett
were called
parrot heads.
Why?
And I'm not sure. I'm not a parrot head, so I'm not quite sure. And she'd be ashamed of me if she knew that I didn't know.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yes. And Mental Floss, it's a really cute song about flossing your brain.
Image. Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Jimmy Buffett, check it out. All right. How did we get there? Oh, you were talking about mental.
Yes.
Yes.
I am mental.
Yes.
All right. Should I start?
Yes.
All right. A solar eclipse helped end a six-year war in 585 BCE. When the sky suddenly darkened during a battle between the Lydians and the Medes in modern Turkey, soldiers took it as a sign to cease fighting.
And they did?
And they did.
Wow. We need that.
Nature knows best.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we need some of that overseas.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
We need it right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's not go there.
Mm-hmm. So here are 19... weird things people do.
Oh, this has got to be good.
And why they do them. It says here humans are weird.
Uh-huh.
And they do very weird things, and there's sometimes no explanation.
Uh-huh.
That's my life.
Uh-huh.
When weird things keep happening on a regular basis, they become less weird. That's our show.
Say that again?
When weird things keep happening...
Yeah.
On a regular basis, they become less weird.
So they become expected?
And more normal.
Oh.
Like me when I make my yogurt and I put in raw oatmeal.
Oh, God.
It's weird, but as I keep doing it, it's less weird.
To you, it's normal.
Correct. Yeah.
To me, it's still weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So let's have a look at these things.
All right.
Having conversations with your pets.
What's wrong with that?
I knew you were going to do that. I knew it. When I printed this, I saw that and I thought, oh, I know. the reaction from Bev and
I talked to my
many
cats
listeners
time.
Out
yeah.
there. I talked to my, well, I didn't talk to my dogs like they were, like a conversation.
Well,
do you?
Gee.
Well, do I mean a conversation like, hey,
how you doing,
Charlie?
There,
how
kid?
You doing? Oh, really? What do you want to eat? Because there's no response. So how do you continue?
That's why you do it.
Okay. It says talking to pets as if they're human might seem odd, but for many, pets are like family.
They're my babies.
Conversations with pets help people feel connected, less lonely, especially in stressful times. According to research, talking to pets can even have health benefits like lowering your blood pressure and loneliness.
And it's got good ones for them too, because it lets them know that they're loved and they're not lonely. Oh yeah.
It says they're great listeners. And let's
be
honest,
they
rarely interrupt and they don't spill any of your secrets to anyone. Conversations with unusual pets can also be a unique and interesting thing to do.
Does it say what an unusual pet is?
It doesn't. I guess we have to fill in the blank.
Well, that's easy enough.
What's an unusual pet?
How about me and my big mouth?
Oh, you're the unusual pet?
No.
What's the unusual pet? I'm thinking of one, too.
Lizards.
I thought iguana.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get having an iguana.
Or a piter.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't, yeah. Snakes.
Yeah. Oy,
I don't, I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I just don't understand.
That would be different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you know that Alaska is simultaneously the westernmost and the easternmost state?
Yes.
How do you figure that out?
You look at a map.
Da, 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 da.
The western and eastern most?
Yeah.
Oh. Western I get. No, eastern I don't get.
Okay.
Do you have an explanation for that?
No, but I'm going to look it up.
It's the easternmost state? Does that have something to do with going around
maybe,
the globe?
Maybe it has to do with where you are.
Where would you be?
If you were next in Africa, maybe you would be the
most eastern.
That's be the western.
So I was sitting here with my pen thinking about this, and on the table I went around in a circle without looking, and I've made a globe.
Whoa.
It's not bad. I can get it off. It's a perfect.
Oh, it's on the table itself?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Please tell me you don't have a magic marker.
Ink. No. Oh, my gosh. A Sharpie? No. That one I would like to know, and that's when we need Marie. We've been talking a lot about Marie lately.
We have. I miss you, Marie.
Yeah,
I want you to come on.
We need a teacher. We need a teacher. So
she's
people
so smart.
Also talk to inanimate objects.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, talking to pets might still be acceptable. Talking to inanimate things is where things get a little bit weird.
No.
But let's face it. We all have been there.
Yeah.
Yelling at our computers for freezing.
Yeah.
Asking our cars to please start. Our weirdest things people have done at some point in their lives. True. Yes.
Very true.
True.
Very true.
I talk to my stove because it burns things on me. Nothing I'm doing wrong.
No, of course not.
No. According to statistics, over half of adults admit that they have conversations with inanimate objects. People actually find it oddly satisfying to communicate with inanimate objects.
It
is. Probably because they cannot say anything back.
The same thing for the pets.
It's true.
But if you had a cat that meowed back at you, what would you do?
I would like it, actually.
I would, too.
I would like it. It says here, some, oh, gosh. No, that's not possible. Some what? People even marry inanimate objects.
No.
Okay, that's creepy and weird.
That's no.
creepy and weird. Talking to inanimate objects is common among celebrities as well. Winners of the Stanley Cup.
They're people.
Claim to talk to their beloved trophy.
They're people.
Just one of the many weirdest things people have done with the Stanley Cup. Now, there's a whole other program right there.
Yeah.
What other things have people done with their Stanley Cup?
I don't want to know. When you put it like that.
Marry inanimate objects. That, my mind just goes boom.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Yeah, no. Okay. Okay.
As comedian Bob Hope lay on his deathbed in 2003, his wife Dolores asked where he'd like to be buried. His reply, surprise me.
Isn't that precious? Isn't it?
I wonder.
That's so cool. I love that. Give us another one.
Kea parrots spread warbles when they're in a good mood, making them the first known non-mammal species to communicate with infectious laughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen to you where someone is laughing so hard and you just start laughing? And
just because.
You can't stop and
then you
it's
say,
only because they were laughing so hard?
What are we laughing at?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's good for you.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The belly laugh, the laugh for no reason at all.
It's the endorphins, right?
As long as you're not in surgery.
What? What?
As long as you're not in surgery.
Well, hopefully you're under anesthesia.
I'm talking about the doctor.
Oh! I know.
Woo-hoo.
And you know, they do talk to each other during surgery.
They
you know, the doctors and nurses and all. And
how's your son doing?
That always, and I think the only time I've ever seen that is on television or movies.
Uh-huh.
Because.
Yeah.
But I do recall going into surgery, you know, when you're ready and they haven't put you out yet, and you can hear the chatter before they put you out, and it's normal chatter. Part of me thinks it should be very serious and very medical.
Oh, no, the more relaxed
but
they are,
yeah,
the better I feel.
Just normal chatter.
Because I do want to come out of this.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. Do you prefer a doctor or a nurse or any medical person treating you where what I would call traditional medical garb, like a white jacket or a stethoscope around their neck, or do you prefer them in plain street clothes?
If I'm going into surgery, they better have the white coat.
Okay. Okay.
Because when I go to visit my regular doctor just for consultation, I don't care if she wears a coat or not.
Okay. So the coat.
She can wear regular clothes. It's okay. When it's really serious.
You want the coat.
Yeah.
Do you want the hat? The nurse hat? Remember the nurse hats?
I haven't seen a nurse in a hat for a long
Ever.
Time.
There was one nurse at Berkshire Medical Center, and I don't remember her name, but I know who she was. She always wore a hat, always, even when they were, or cap. Even
was she
when
an
nobody,
older nurse?
Nope. As a matter of fact, if she's still alive, she's probably in her 70s now.
Oh, okay.
But she felt.
She's a young chick.
She felt like she went to school, she earned that cap, and she wore that cap and her uniform when it was no longer
necessary
being done.
Yeah.
No one else was wearing a cap. The uniforms
good
were kind
for
of
her.
Yeah, how about it?
Good
for her.
For her.
Yes.
Okay. It's your turn.
People pick their split ends.
I used to, but but then my hair started thinning even more, so I left it alone.
So we really can't, because your hair's not, your hair has to be long enough, right, to be able to see the ends, right? Mine's not.
Well, yours isn't, no.
But so
you could tell when you look in the mirror.
I can re— oh, you can?
Why not?
I would see it at school when I was a kid. I would look at my hair, it was long, and I'd see the little split, and I'd pull it.
I usually just snip it.
Oh, I would pull it. And it says here...
You tweezed your eyebrows too, didn't you?
I didn't. No, I don't.
Oh,
yeah. Geez. I didn't need to, I guess. Yeah.
That hurts.
No. It is painful, because I have had a hair or two, but not... You know, it really hurts. Come on, ladies. You know this. If you pull a hair from above your lip, that is painful.
Mm-hmm.
So it says... this person that wrote this said, I am guilty of picking my split ends. Honestly, there's something oddly satisfying about finding and removing split ends. I never thought of this as weird until my husband observed me doing it between a meeting at work. That made me wonder how common it is. A quick search told me I was not alone. It is a common habit that is often unconscious. As people get lost in thought while inspecting their hair, and it might even be calming for some people.
Something that hurts can be calming?
Well, picking your split ends doesn't hurt. You pull the hair out.
Where do you pull it out from?
Your root.
Uh-huh, and where's the root?
In your scalp. See,
and
I didn't pull it out.
Hurt.
I would just take the two little ends and pull, and one would finally just break away. But now you've thinned out the end of your hair because you've split it. Remember there was a shampoo that said that it would seal your split ends?
Yeah, and it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. Mm-mm. No.
Did you know that President Jefferson hated formal affairs so much they would often greet foreign dignitaries wearing pajamas?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Now that was a man with gumption.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a little bit strange.
That's strange. I wonder what pajamas looked like back then.
Oh, that's right. Were they the nightgowns, the white?
Ooh.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine our president greeting foreign dignitaries.
I can't imagine our presidents in anything. I mean,
what?
I should say, I can imagine our presidents doing anything, because they do
anything.
So anyway. Can I do this one?
Uh-huh.
Ada Lovelace, the daughter of the poet Lord Byron, wrote the first algorithm created specifically for a machine.
Huh.
Doesn't that kind of make you go, what?
Yeah. What?
I'm trying to think of the... dates,
yes,
that went with this.
That was my question. What would
the daughter of poet Lord Byron? Maybe she was an young baby, but he was an older
father.
Wrote the first algorithm created specifically for a machine.
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Her name is Ada Lovelace.
Yep.
Most wealthy woman of the 1800s. She did not study math and science, although she excelled at them. And became what some say is the world's first computer.
Dang.
Dang is right. She was born in 1815. That she was a genius.
Wow.
Wow. And you know what? It's really funny. A lot of these old pictures of people back then, the women were not really...
Right.
She's a pretty girl.
Well, with the name Lovelace.
Yep. I mean, not that it matters, just that...
Yeah.
She was a they called her the mathematical daughter.
Huh. Now that's one for the ages.
Isn't that something?
What else you got?
Okay, sorry. I was kind of getting into that. Eating in the shower. People eat in the shower.
How can you eat in the shower?
What do you eat in the shower?
You're going to soak it.
What would you eat?
It would fall to pieces.
It would. What do you have? What do you do? A popsicle?
Oh, my God.
That's kind of gross.
I can't figure out what you would eat.
Some people find
crackers?
Joy. Munching in the shower brings people joy. It says quick snacks. Get this. A slice of pizza?
No way.
Those who have tried to claim it, they claim that shower eating is oddly relaxing. It combines the comfort of warm water with the satisfaction of food, turning a shower into a mini spa experience. I didn't even know that a spa included a piece of pizza. Eating in the shower is more common than you think. According to a study, 1 in 5 people regularly eat in the bath.
Now, if it's a bath, I can see it.
Well, yeah.
But
a shower? It says, can't imagine what's satisfying about mushy, dripping food. If you ask me, this is something I would only do if I had a bet for money. I would do it if somebody bet me money.
Or I was drunk and hungry.
What? Now, I can see if you... You'd probably need to be.
Yeah.
But you could have your back to the water and eat the pizza, but I just don't know.
It would still get wet.
I don't really get it.
Help.
Does anybody out there eat in the shower?
Oh, tell us, please.
And if you do you have a tray in there? Do you have your shower built with a built-in shelf?
How do you put it down when you want to soap
where
up?
Where do you put it? Yeah. What if you get soap on it and eat the soap?
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
You got it.
Oh, I want to know.
Oh, I got another one, too. You go.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay. Modern brunch was first proposed in 1895 as a post-hangover meal.
I think I've heard that before.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, the hangover meal.
Yeah. Okay. What you got?
I've never had a hangover, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is it terrible?
It's not pleasant.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that would feel like.
I don't usually have really, you know, deadly ones, but
yeah.
Get a headache.
Headache?
Yeah.
Sick to your stomach?
No, just a headache.
Yeah.
Feel crappy.
Yeah. It doesn't seem worth it.
Oh, but it was. Oh.
So here's another one having to do with the shower.
Uh-oh.
Relieving yourself in the shower. Yes, this is what it says. It's disgusting, but it's surprisingly common, and many people confess to occasionally peeing in the shower. That's what it says. Unlike in the swimming pool or the ocean, the shower washes it away, and it is said to even conserve water because you're not flushing the toilet. For those who don't get disgusted so easily, I'm not going to write that. No. It says here, did you know, this is a fun fact, that it's illegal to pee in the ocean in Portugal? There's no
So how are they going to arrest you?
Well, it says here there's no way to actually monitor if anyone is doing this, but it is a law.
It's on the
Portugal
books.
That you can't do that. That is the most ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Oh, my word.
You wouldn't even know at all.
Okay.
We can just kind of ruminate on that while we take a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
You like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Oh, huh. First of all, that was very loud.
Sorry.
No, that's not your fault. And
well,
I,
it is.
I really was moved because I never knew that when Taconic High School was demolished that they could have lost the station. So I'm happy that we're here. Okay. So, I had one other thing I was going to say about the break. I forgot what it was, but it gave me an opportunity to look up something because in the thing about the shower, but first, you need to do your true and false.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay.
The Richter scale classifies hurricanes in 5 categories. The driest place on Earth is the Sahara Desert. And the first international match of cricket was held between the United States of America and Canada.
Hmm.
2 false, 1 true.
Okay, I think I have it.
Okay.
I try. I do try.
You so get it right sometimes.
We were talking about the shower. And on this, there was a note here that had said the benefit of showering every day within the thing that we were reading about the shower. So I wanted to look that up because some people feel like it's not a good idea. And some people think that it is. So it says here, I looked it up, and it says, showering daily helps maintain personal hygiene by removing dirt, sweat, and bacteria from your skin. It offers cleanliness, skin health, reduced infection risk, and mental well-being.
Okay.
The warm water can be relaxing and contribute to stress reduction, improving your mood, and boosting your self-esteem.
How about just being clean?
Well, yes. And it goes on. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
I want to know what the other group thinks.
Well, I don't know if there's another group. Oh, here's one from Harvard. Do you trust them?
I'm talking about the people who don't think it's a good idea.
Harvard says about 2/3 of Americans shower daily. I don't know how they found that out. Did they ever ask you?
No.
I never get asked any questions when they say a poll was taken and we have found
out
that people who eat brownies always drink milk. I never get questioned. Do you?
I feel excluded.
I do too.
Where have I been?
I know. Why don't we ever get asked those questions? I would like to know how many people I know ever get polled.
How about that?
I
Anybody
know.
Out there? Have
yeah.
you been polled by
yeah.
somebody for something like
not
that?
Not polled.
And we're not talking polled. Political polls.
No, no, no.
No, no.
No, just polls. I read polls and I read their results and I think I've never, ever, ever, ever been asked. Ever.
Nothing.
No. Unless it has to do with stuff I do online now. You know, if you're shopping.
Oh, always. They say, what did you think of it? How
true.
Was the service?
True,
blah,
true,
blah,
true.
Blah.
True, true, true. All righty.
According to a Japanese study, Looking at cute animal pictures can boost your focus.
I agree with that.
I do, too.
I think it can relax you, too.
It is very relaxing.
Uh-huh.
The little kittens and little puppies.
Uh-huh. Nothing like snuggling
even little
a
birds.
Puppy. My son and my grandson went to this place where you can play with and hug little monkeys and sloths. And iguanas, believe it or not.
Ooh.
Yeah. I have the picture of my son holding a sloth. It's like holding a baby.
Aww.
That little sloth had his little arms around my son's shoulders and his little head down. And my grandson's got this little monkey, and the little monkey's climbing on him and hugging him, and I'm like,
I'd love to see pictures of that.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So another weird thing people do, they pretend you didn't see someone that you know.
Oh, I've done that, unfortunately.
It says here, this person who wrote this is not me. Just the other day, I spotted an old colleague at the mall. I immediately turned around, hoping they wouldn't see me. Spotting someone you know, but pretending not to see them is something many people do to avoid awkward interactions.
It's happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
People have avoided me.
You think? Oh,
I
thought you were going to say that you have avoided people.
Oh, I have.
Okay. It says they try to avoid eye contact or pretend to be doing something else to avoid any conversation. This can be due to social anxiety or simply not feeling like talking, or you're in a hurry.
How about all three?
Could be.
Makes sense.
The in a hurry thing, I think, is probably the most, I would think, would be the most common. You know, you go to the grocery store, you really don't have time to talk. You've got to go. You've got to go to a meeting or an appointment, and you just got to grab what you have to grab and leave. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're all guilty.
Yeah.
And if you say you're not,
then you're guiltier. Caribbean. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I don't know. Is it both?
Could it be?
What do you say?
Caribbean.
I say Caribbean.
Well, there you go. You say tomato, I say tomato. Caribbean sperm whales. I'll get that. Wait a minute. Caribbean sperm whales have their own accents. It's okay. You can laugh. Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Is it Caribbean or Caribbean? I kind of lost it.
We got it. We got to look that up.
There's a lot like, there's other words like that.
Should be. Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of any right now because.
Advertisement?
Or advertisement?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
I would go with whatever was listed first.
Financing or financing? Refinance or refinance? I know. I use that too in my job, so I'll say that.
Yeah.
And I end up saying refinance. But then I hear somebody else say refinance, and I think I'm saying it wrong. Yeah, that's.
But you may not be.
Maybe not. We need emails, people.
Come on, we deserve them.
Practice poses in a mirror.
Yes, yes.
Remember in school when selfies just became in? I don't, because we didn't do that, right? Remember in school when selfies just became in?
No.
I don't either. Mirror selfies were all over social media, and you just had to do your perfect pose.
Well, they happened after I was out.
Whether it's a smile or a pout, which you see now.
That the fish thing.
Oh, yeah. Many people practice poses in front of a mirror to feel more confident. It's a way of rehearsing how you want to present yourselves in front of your friends or social media. Now, thinking back, this craziest thing that you did as a teenager might seem cringeworthy or hilarious now, but back then it seemed very normal.
Do you know what's worse than that? People who take pictures of their food.
Oh my gosh.
Like, who's gonna care?
I know. Taking pictures of lots of stuff, but yes, posting pictures of food. Unless the person's a chef or maybe they're learning how to cook and they're sharing it with friends, but
that's different. Yeah, no.
Yeah. So it says here, if it makes you feel any better, even Kim Kardashian has famously admitted to practicing poses in the mirror. Well, are you surprised?
No. Not a tiny bit.
Not at all.
No.
Did you ever pose?
Sure. Because I always wanted more. I was too skinny when
you
I was
were
a girl.
Skinny?
Yeah. And it was like, can I have some?
So you would look at yourself and be critical?
Oh, sure.
Oh. Oh.
If you're looking at yourself to say how beautiful you are, that's kind of vain.
Well, the selfies now, I mean, you see it all the time. Everywhere you go, you see somebody.
I take a picture of myself to find out that my makeup is still right or my nose is still on my face, you know?
I think during COVID I took some selfies because I did funny stuff with my mask and stuff. But, you know, not...
Not as a rule.
No. The pucker thing I don't really get.
No.
Okay. Offward. Offward. Yes, offward and onward.
According to a 19th century custom, the first unmarried person of the opposite sex that you meet on Valentine's Day morning would become your future spouse. A writer in Punch suggested a workaround. Remain indoors till the expiration of the spell at 12 noon.
That's great.
Don't chance it.
So it's until 12.
Yeah.
Because then it's noon. It's
right.
Not morning any longer.
That's right.
So you can't. It'd be really cool to find out people who did meet someone on Valentine's Day in the morning and did end up marrying them. That'd be kind of cool.
When did I meet Greg?
To find out. Was it Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. It'd have to be a Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
No.
So here's a weird thing, and we all do it. Imagine scenarios that will never happen.
Yeah.
We've all found ourselves daydreaming about scenarios that are unlikely to ever happen. Maybe you've imagined bumping into your favorite celebrity or living a double life as an undercover spy.
Or having magic powers.
Yes. Creating these imaginary scenarios is more than just wishful thinking. It's a way to escape reality and let our minds wander into exciting what-if possibilities.
I used to get into such trouble when I was in elementary school because I was one of those that looked out the window instead of listening to the teacher.
And you were thinking that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Future, fantasy?
Yeah.
It serves as a creative outlook, allowing us to explore thrilling or meaningful encounters and indulge in fantasies without any real life consequences.
True.
So if it starts to mess with your life.
That's how I go to sleep.
You think of things?
Yeah.
Would you like to share?
Well, I'm rich and I can give money to my family.
Ah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I have talents that I can show or something. Yeah.
And then you
weird
drift
stuff.
Drift off to sleep.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be scenarios that were bad news, you know, bad scenarios. But it's not. It's kind of a way out of reality.
I like it.
Okay.
According to a 2019 YouGov survey, 45% of Americans say they believe in ghosts.
Oh.
45%.
That's a lot.
With more than one-third of those polled saying that they have personally felt being in the presence of a ghost or spirit.
Interesting. That's a lot. That's a big number.
I have to count myself with that.
You do? Yeah, that would... That would... I don't know if that would scare me.
Well, it's scary at first, but then you get used to it.
Because it happens so much?
Well, no, it's just that it's weird, but then it's not weird. Like you had with the earlier thing.
What earlier
what
thing?
What comes normal if it happens enough time.
Oh, it's, yeah, it becomes normal. That's true.
Okay.
You're paying attention. That's amazing. No!
I went for a test.
I'm sorry.
No. I went for a test. To see if I had ADHD.
I know you did.
ADHD. After when I asked her, she said, well, no, you were paying very good attention. Same thing.
You're good.
I'm good.
You're good. I'm happy you're good. Maybe I should have that test. Because I, and in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drift. I would drift. I would drift off somewhere. God forbid I would get called on to answer something if I drifted and sit there embarrassed and wanting to run out of the room. So do you know what else people do?
What?
They Google themselves. Have you ever Googled yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Just once or twice, yeah.
It brings up things. My
daughter does it just to make sure that she's not available.
Oh. What?
So nobody knows that she's
alive. Nobody. And another thing that says here, you pretend to be on the phone while you're waiting for someone. So you're waiting, you're alone. Some people pretend to be on the phone to avoid looking awkward. It's a common tactic to make waiting less uncomfortable, especially in busy places.
I never thought of that.
Giving the impression that they're busy or that they're important.
Oh, my.
So the important part I don't get.
No. Oh, I have somebody that wants to do business with me here, so...
Yeah, that's kind of vain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of vain.
If you're waiting, just wait.
Just wait. I don't know if I've ever... I think I've probably done that, where I've been on pretended I was on the phone because I felt awkward.
The only reason I would do that is if I was afraid that someone was going to come and talk to me.
And then you would want to avoid that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, we're finding out a lot about who we are today. Yeah.
Okay, this is a question for you.
Okay.
According to a 2017 survey, this word tops the lists of words Americans find most annoying for the 9th year in a row.
It's one word?
One word.
It's either like or whatever.
Whatever.
I can't believe it.
That's the word.
Whatever.
Tops the list.
It is such.
Where would you like to eat?
Whatever. It's such a negative thing. I get it. I would love to delve deeper into that as to what people think when they hear someone say whatever. Yeah, it's I don't care. I'm not in. It's really not good.
But you got it. You, right there.
Yeah.
What's that? Got the right on the nose.
Right on the nose. She's touching her nose. Sorry, we're not on TV. I thought of a great TV show for us to do.
Oh, God.
Makeup. With Bev and Lynn.
Oh, no.
And then we would be blindfolded.
Oh, no.
And put makeup on, or close our eyes and put makeup on each other. With not being able to see, though.
I think she's old enough to leave school.
Yeah. We would just close our eyes and we'd have to do eye makeup and everything, except mascara. I think that would be dangerous because we could stick each other. But, yeah, blush, all of it, lipstick, and just do it and then open our eyes.
What if we decide we don't want to wear makeup anymore?
Well, that would be... Well, you would decide not to have me ever put makeup on you. Or we could have our husbands come in.
Hmm.
We could blindfold them, and they could put makeup on us. That'd be hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just a thought.
Wow.
Just a thought.
She goes to the ends of the world.
Just wanting to have fun, you know?
Residents of the Galapagos island of Floriana use a barrel of disorganized mail in place of a formal postal system. Tourists are responsible for sorting through the mail and grabbing any parcels they can deliver on the way to where they're headed. Can you imagine?
That's the wildest thing.
Don't ever write to anybody at Galapagos Island. Because it may get there and it may not.
Well, luckily, the Galapagos Islands don't have a lot of people. Most of it's national forest. So there's probably not a lot going on.
Maybe that's why.
It's kind of a fun thing.
Oh, wait.
Go.
Listen. In the late 1800s, residents of Corrine, Utah, could buy divorce papers from a vending machine for $2.50.
What year?
1800s, the late 1800s. If you wanted to get divorced, you could buy them from a vending machine for $2.50.
$2.50, which was probably a lot of money back then.
Yeah, yeah.
A vending machine divorce.
Yeah.
VMD. Sounds like a disease.
Oh, hurry up. We're running
okay,
out of time.
Okay. Searching for your phone while you have it in your hand.
Or the glasses on your head.
Yes. I actually saw a video of a woman looking for her phone in her car, using her phone flashlight.
To tell the person
she was looking. To look underneath the car. She had the flashlight on, looking under her seats. Her husband was sitting in the other seat and said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I can't find my phone." And she's got the light, using the light.
What's the best way to get through to those people?
It's hysterical. Mm-hmm. I have looked for my phone, but I don't believe I look for my phone while it's in my hand. But I've looked for my phone when... Oh! I've looked for my phone while holding my phone on my ear talking to someone and knowing I have to look up a date or something and then looking around on my desk for my phone. For absolute truth.
I think that's the one. All right. You ready?
I am.
The Richter scale classifies hurricanes into 5 categories. The driest place on Earth is the Sahara Desert. And the first international match of cricket was held between the United States and Canada.
So I think the Richter scale is true. I think the Sahara is not the driest. And I think it was the UK that played cricket with Canada. I'm not right.
No.
Oh, man. I don't get a second try.
The Richter scale classifies hurricanes into 5 categories. False. It's the Saffir-Simpson wind scale, not the Richter scale.
Well, that's just stupid.
The driest place on Earth is actually McMurdo, Antarctica.
So I got the false right, one of them.
The first international match of cricket was held between the United States and Canada's
true
in 1844. At St. George's Cricket Club in New York.
I just don't think of the United States as cricket players. I didn't think that at all. But 1844.
1844, there were still British people.
Yes. Oh, I wish they were still here so we could speak like British people. They have such perfect speaking. And with that, we're done.
Thank you so much for listening.
This is Bevan Lynn.
Giving you...
stuff.
Pee-pee. Pink Panther. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.